This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And overall, just a lot of creators and YouTubers losing a lot of their livelihood and just getting dinged left and right. Most of the time, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's fine, because all of us YouTubers are dealing with this. And you know what? That's just the world we're living in now. We've all more or less accepted it. Casey Neistat made a video about the Las Vegas shooting. He said, literally a video about charity, where I state all AdSense is going to that charity. YouTube says not suitable for advertisers. We love what you're doing to help, but no matter the intent, our policy is to not run ads on videos about tragedies. It's their policy, and it doesn't matter what's your intent. Let's hop on over to Jimmy Kimmel, who did, in my opinion, have a very powerful monologue on his show, Jimmy Kimmel on the mass shooting in Las Vegas. I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Kimmel, and I agree with him, actually. But I'm also a big fan of free speech. YouTube, if it's your policy to not run ads on videos about tragedies, no matter the intent, then how do you explain this? Jimmy Kimmel on mass shooting in Las Vegas. GMC ad. Here's an ad for the new Blade Runner movie. And it's number one on trending. Okay, yesterday, iDubbbz made a video. They got 10 million views in the first day. Didn't get a blip on trending. So they not only made the conscious decision to put ads on this video in contradiction of their own statement, they've also decided to trend it number one. This is called selective enforcement. When you have rules that are so general that you can prosecute pretty much anyone you want, when you use that broadness to enforce a certain ideology, that's censorship. Now, as much as I love Jimmy Kimmel and agree with him, would YouTube put ads and promote somebody from the conflicting side, from the right, with an opposing view? I don't think so. I don't at all. And while I disagree with them, like I said, I'm more a proponent of free speech. And what they're doing is clearly picking a side. And they're paying them too. Like ABC needs that AdSense revenue. Even after Philly D tweeted this and it got 350,000 likes, they never responded to the criticism. In fact, they doubled down. This video has more ads than I've seen in the past month since this adpocalypse happened. Just out of curiosity, I went and checked this morning to see if ads were still on the video in response to Philly D. Criticism. Let's have a look. Royal Caribbean, Wells Fargo, University of Phoenix, Geostorm. That movie looks awful. I'm not going to watch that one. Just to give my opinion. It's not relevant to this video, but seriously, this looks like horse. So their response was not only to ignore the criticism, not enforce their own rules, but to double down and put what seemed like even more ads on the video. And here's the thing. I think they should have ads. I think we should all have ads. This whole thing, this outrage is ridiculous. And you know how I know that? I was watching CNN when the shooting was happening. This was an active live shooting. There was a reporter live on the scene giving updates. This is a screenshot I took off my own television. These guys were running ads, 5-minute long ads, every 5 minutes when they knew people were watching, glued to the TV, looking for live updates. This one I pictured here, 3 out of 7 ads. Here's the ironic touch. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi. You know, at first I was just angry at CNN for monetizing this tragedy, this live tragedy, right? I'm glued to the TV. I'm looking for updates. And these sick are basically just pulling the money lever because that ratings are so high. But then when I'm thinking about it after a couple hours, I'm like, hold on. These are the same brands that boycotted YouTube. Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi. These are the same guys that pulled their ads out of YouTube for being inappropriate, that caused this new guidelines that you can't put ads on tragedies unless you're, you know, someone that we approve. Like Jimmy Kimmel. Nobody's sincere. These brands don't give a shit about monetizing tragedy. They've been doing it for decades on CNN. It's just about control and politics and money. And that's it. I saw all these brands that boycotted YouTube. And I'm like, oh my God. So this is confirmed just a total sham. I truly don't think that you'll see any more edgy, interesting channels coming up in a big way on YouTube anymore. You won't see it. All you're ever going to see on YouTube anymore is Jake Paul, Logan Paul. You're going to get more Dude Perfect. There's no soul left. There's no backbone left. And I'll tell you what else, if you want more proof that we are truly living in the darkest timeline, that is Logan Paul on a Tonight Show. He preceded Ryan Gosling. The advertisers are lining up to put their ads on this video.
Wow. He's a great movie. There you go.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. I see you again.
The Alex Jones Show.
WCKG, 1530 AM, Chicago. Matt Dibial is hosting this hour. And I'm going to hand the baton to him right now. But what an insane time to be alive here. And coming up in about 54 minutes, we're going to have Owen Schroyer in the war room for the next 3 hours. But Matt Dibial has been carrying us 6-7 years in Chicago. Great guy. A lot of big plans in the works, too. Great to have him co-hosting a few times a week with us here in the fourth hour. But he joins us right now. So go ahead and take it over, my friend. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's a strange time. There's a lot of this economic espionage going on. These YouTubers and these content creators are seeing what we've all seen firsthand. They're being attacked, and they're being attacked on a money basis.
And we kept warning the liberals. It was like, listen. If you're PewDiePie or anybody, you got millions of views, they don't like you having that. Once they're done with their little, the Nazis, then the conservatives and the Christians, now it's you. They're going to absorb everything.
And it has nothing to do with, they just use the content as the excuse.
Yeah, they just want control of all the content.
Yes, they don't care. They don't care if it's conservative or it's liberal. They don't care about any of that crap. What they can't have is PewDiePie or Cernovich or Alex Jones or Matt Drudge, and they can't control Drudge because he's, and I'll get into that a little bit later. He's out of the gate, and so is InfoWars, and there's some safety valves in place. But these other guys that are on the internet only, they're in a honeypot, and they're going to get shut off at some point.
What you say is sophisticated. That's why we've always targeted Keep the MNFM. And to do other platforms, because we've been getting censored day one. Exactly. All these folks think you're just on YouTube or Facebook. Baby, you ain't got nothing. Like Drudge always says, you got to get outside the electronic ghettos, create your own thing. It's why it's so important to support local stations.
It's what, yes, and it's important to support local stations. It's also important for everybody to go to InfoWars on a daily basis, to go to NewsWars.com on a daily basis, to go to PrisonPlanet.com on a daily basis, sign up for the newsletter so that in case something happens.
It's already happening. Exactly.
Right. It's already happening, but it's like a little beta test, little stress test, little what happens when we do this, what happens when we do that. And it really has nothing to do with anything other than, you know, money. It's all about the money. It's about getting Kimmel's advertisers away from YouTube because that's the new thing. And they want to get them back over to ABC and CNN. They want to get them back over to the networks because they're missing the money. And they suck at social media. That's the gag, is they're missing the money.
Exactly. But if the NFL would just get up and love the flag in America, at least on the surface, they wouldn't have lost 35% of their viewers this year. So exactly, they're doing one thing to get the money, but the other hand to stop it. Why are they doing that?
Because there's a drop in listenership and viewership and readership on their dying properties. So then what do? Is they go, okay, what are we going to do with this thing? This thing's dying anyway. All right, so let's use it. Let's use it to virtue signal to certain advertisers. We know the media buyers are millennial women, a lot of them.
So literally they're just punching psychological buttons with mental patient buyers.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. They're going for the cash grab. If you read Adweek, if you read any of these publications, and normal people typically don't. I only do because we're in radio.
I have. Yeah, it's crazy.
And all they talk about is how do you get the millennial? How do you reach the millennial? By the way, meanwhile, the people with the most money right now are still our parents, the baby boomers.
No, it's baby boomers and people up to like 4. Exactly. They're ignoring all the money.
They're ignoring it because they're planning on a future where they got to just change. They're buying their time right now to get everybody and use these vehicles, these failing vehicles like CNN.
They realize they're failing, so they want to control the future, but it's not even working.
It's weird. It's the weirdest thing. It's not working in so many ways. But there's another secret part of this, which you're insulated from, and a lot of the content providers and creators are insulated from, and I'm not because we have a terrestrial radio station, and that is the rating system. The Nielsen and Arbitron. Oh, wait, I can't talk about that.
His phone is a $3 bill.
Here's an example, Alex. There's 12 million people in Chicagoland. 2,500 people are in control. They're monitored by Nielsen. And those are the people that control things. Guess where their proclivities are? Guess what they're more likely to do? Guess what they're more likely to watch or listen to?
Yeah, they demographically control it with their demographic file on who they send the offer to, where they put the Nielsen boxes. They already know what they're going to demographically show.
And each person counts for, and they won't tell us, but one person might be be weighted as 30,000 people.
Nielsen's been caught with fake ratings for MSNBC and CNN. They've been caught like what, 5 times?
It's just like the election polls when they thought Hillary was going to win by 95%. It's because the people they're talking to are in this tiny little group and they're listening to people in the echo chamber. And meanwhile,
but isn't this then like the buggy whip makers in like 1920 stole and stopped making buggy whips? I mean, isn't this death throes we're seeing?
Well, there's always, yes, the old media is dying. You've been saying it for years. That said, you can still, and these other folks can use the old media, and Matt Drudge does it masterfully. I mean, everybody in talk radio looks at Matt Drudge's website. That's the insulation to keep his engine going. It's because traditional media still uses him. But if it were up to the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams.
No, that's a good point. Is it exactly? It's like, well, just like Murdoch's come out against these big monopolies now, that's old media realizing your enemy isn't conservatives, your enemy's the big megonopolies like Google that are playing this game.
And in the meantime, all of these companies are fighting for that rev share. They're fighting for the advertising dollar. That's why they jump from one thing to another. The story for those people leaving YouTube was an excuse for the old media companies to get them to buy with them. It's economic espionage is what it is. And it's happening not just in the entertainment and the media industries. It's happening all across
the
board.
Sure, what was the NFL? Because I could have told the NFL, you do all this stuff during the flag, you're going to lose half your audience. How'd they walk into that one? I mean, it's like...
Well, to me, the NFL, that's them punishing a former client. The former client was the United States government that used to pay them, and now they're saying, oh, yeah.
No, that was super astute. Yeah, I'm not just kissing your butt. You're super astute. I missed that. You're right. The government stopped spending $100 million a year or whatever with them. That's when that all started.
Yeah, and then they went, okay, you know, remember all those flybys and stuff? Remember when we used to salute the troop and we used to say, everybody stand up for Officer so-and-so who was in the Army? Well, we're not going to do that anymore, and we're going to let this Kaepernick nonsense go on. They wouldn't have done that in the past because they would have lost money.
But didn't they get, and even though it was still canned, that was the only soul left, because at least it wasn't about the corrupt players, the rich people, it was about average folks. Didn't the NFL get that was the secret sauce? Not that they were paying for it. That's not good. They should have been doing it. The point is, didn't those idiots get... That's why folks were tuning in to begin with?
They should have gotten it, but you know what? They got so used to the money. They got so used to the money from Susan G. Komen and from the government. That was extra found money. It was icing on the cake. It was above and beyond the licensing fees and the jerseys and all that stuff.
And now they figure out they've lost 35% of their viewers in 1 year. Will them backing off save them?
Oh, God, no. They're in trouble as it is. I mean, I play football. I know you did. I won't let my kids play organized football. I don't let them get brain damage. No way.
So the NFL killed itself.
They killed itself, and they knew it was going down, and they're just trying to, it's like Goodfellas. They're trying to have the party in the restaurant until the credit runs out, and they're just going to get everything they can get out of it until the thing's over. And when it's done, they're going to torch it and move on to the next one.
So the NFL is basically already burning down.
I think so.
All right, Matt Dibiello, I jumped in on your time. Always great talking to you. Go ahead and take over, my friend. Great job with all the work you're doing. WCKG, 1530 AM. How else do folks follow the great lineup you've got there?
The great lineup is InfoWars Wall to Wall. I'm going to tell you exactly why we're doing that. You got David Knight in the morning and War Room in the afternoon. InfoWars all day long. WCKG.com. We stream on iHeartRadio. We stream at WCKG.com. And we're on the air on AM 1530 and FM 102.3 here in Chicago. And bigger, better things to come thanks to you guys.
Hey, you're doing great. Your website looks better than mine. We just it's good to have Matt Dibiello here. We love him. He's going to be hosting more and more shows. If I get him to host his own show every day, we'll do it. We'll see what happens. He'll be back on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Infowars.com. The new site is newswars.com. And we are in a news war for the heart and soul of this country and the planet. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Who's that guy?
My name is Matt Dubiel, filling in for Alex for the final hour here. And we're doing it from WCKG, the radio station in Chicago that now carries David Knight in the morning from 8 to 11. If you're in Chicagoland and you want to listen to InfoWars, and I'll tell you why that's important coming up. I got a warning for Cernovich and Ben Shapiro and Stefan Molyneux and a lot of these big YouTube and internet stars of sorts, but content creators and alternative media contributors. There's a warning I have for you. It's very important, and I'm going to share with all of you listening what exactly that is. I was talking to my son, four kids here in Chicago, and we run this radio station, AM 1530, FM 102.3, WCKG. And my oldest son is talking to me about fluoride the other day. And he says, Dad, did you know that if you do this to fluoride, it becomes, I don't know if it was cyanide or whatever it is. And I said, yeah, can you believe it? That stuff is in the water. That stuff is in the toothpaste. It's not in our water because we have a filtration system. And therefore, it's not in our shower. Think about this. Everybody talks about the water you drink, maybe the coffee you drink, the water you drink, right? But they forget about your largest organ. And that is your skin. It's your largest organ. We're made of over 80% water, and yet you need to have clean, toxin-free water. There's a good way to do that, and you can do that by getting the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system from InfoWarsStore.com. Here's why it's important right now. It's 20% off for a limited time. So if you go there now for a limited time, just do it now. If you're not filtering your water, now is the time. It's the stuff you put in your body through your mouth. It's the stuff you put on your body through your skin. And if Jimi Hendrix used to put the acid in his headband to absorb it, imagine what you're absorbing and what's happening when that hot shower water is breathed in by your body. Okay, it's bad news. Now to the warning. To the warning for, and you could get that 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. The warning I have is for, there's an economic espionage info war going on, and I know you hear about that a lot, and you hear about the details about it, and then you hear some of these YouTubers and these internet content creators talking about demonetization. And the thing for regular people, like you and I, is that really doesn't affect us. Who gives a crap if some guy on YouTube isn't getting paid for his YouTube video? Here's what you have to understand, okay? And this is the warning for Cernovich. This is a warning for Ben Shapiro. He does really great stuff. I see all these videos all over the place. You know, Shapiro dismantles so-and-so, and Shapiro dismantles this issue. Stefan Molyneux, who does a really great radio show on YouTube. And the problem is radio and television have abandoned developing talent, okay? So all these people had to go to the internet. And thank God that they can, because if it weren't for the internet, they wouldn't be able to create and explore and expose some of the things that they've been exploring and exposing. Another one of the downsides of the internet media and the alternative media is there is a dirge of fake news and misinformation. Okay. This is a reality. Advertisers say they don't want to be a part of that. And we can understand why they wouldn't want to be a part of that. We could then go, all right, well, so what's happening with this money thing on YouTube and Facebook and so on? Well, what's happening is it's a honeypot. And what is a honeypot? A honeypot is a place where you can collect and attract a bunch of things or people or bears or things, right? And in this case, the internet has become a honeypot for alternative media creators, a lot of them truth-based, libertarian-based, and some conservative and some liberal. And what happens on the internet is they can now be shut off Yes, like that. They can be shut off. They can be demonetized first. That's the first step. And that's the thing that the people that, like you and I, that aren't creating a bunch of, you know, I'm not big on Twitter. People, I have a Twitter. It's at Matt on Air on Twitter. But I'm not on there, right? Because I have a radio station. And so I'm not doing a lot of stuff on there. But if you shut down Cernovich's Twitter, then what? If you take Ben Shapiro off of Facebook and YouTube, then what? Go look at the Alexa rankings of websites. You just go to like Alexa.com. It's run by Amazon. And if you look at the biggest websites on the internet, namely like the DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars, right? These are huge, huge websites. In some cases, they're bigger than Twitter in some cases, right? So if you go and you look at their rankings, you'll see there's a time in history, in the recent history, where they got slapped down in their rankings. Now, that doesn't mean that their true analytics from third-party providers are also slapped down, but the public ones, the ones the media buyers look at, those have been slapped down. So you see a big dip on InfoWars. Well, I know the people at InfoWars. They've never had more traffic. You'll see a big dip on DrudgeReport.com. Why is that? And why should Ben Shapiro and Philip DeFranco and Stefan Molyneux and Paul Joseph Watson be careful? Why should they be planning for the future now? Why am I putting Alex Jones and David Knight and Owen Schroyer and wall-to-wall InfoWars on AM 1530, WCKG, and FM 102.3 here in Chicago? Because you can't shut down the radio. I'm licensed by the FCC. Now, they could take our license away, but they don't typically do that unless you're doing something terribly wrong. And we follow all the rules and we do everything we're supposed to be doing. But they can take your Facebook away. They can take your Twitter account away. Or they can shadow ban you, which means that they don't show your posts. They don't show your information. It gets quieted. It's silenced. And so if you're Cernovich or you're Ben Shapiro, you're only on the internet. There's a kill switch for all your content. Not only is there a kill switch for all your content, but we know they have the technology to just erase your name and your voice. They know what my voice sounds like. They know what Alex's voice sounds like. They know what Shapiro's voice sounds like. They know what your typing structure and voice in type sounds like or looks like. And they can shut those things off with the technology they have today. And who's going to shut it off? Is it going to be like the dark arm? Is it going to be George Soros? Maybe not. More likely in the near future, it's going to be the media companies that don't like the competition. It's going to be the CNNs and the Rolling Stones and the, gosh, I can't think of the company that owns all the magazines. Conde Nast. They own like half of the magazines that people buy at the grocery store. It's them that wants to protect their turf, their money. The side effect is the people on different sides fight in the meantime. It's economic espionage. It's happening in nearly every facet, and I believe it's happening with Weinstein. I think this is an episode of how do we get how do we sell Miramax to the highest bidder? Oh, Weinstein doesn't want to do it. All right, let's drop the info on Weinstein. Now we got something on him. Now he's out of the company. Our obstacle is out of the way. We can sell to the Chinese or whoever they want to sell to. All of this stuff comes down to follow the money, who benefits, that sort of thing. That's what you got to be thinking about. So my advice to Cernovich, and he's already taken it, is, you know, get on the radio, get on media, get on real media. Make sure that people can reach you offline or online on your own properties. Alex is doing it. That's why AM radio and FM radio is now more important than ever for him, for both parties, for America in general. If you're a radio station owner out there like me, and you want good content, you got to get with InfoWars now. You got to call the affiliate folks at InfoWars. Get on their line now and start adding some shows from InfoWars, because we all know there's no other shows on Westwood One and Premiere anyway. It's all garbage. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the economic espionage and how Jimmy Kimmel, Crybaby Kimmel, factors into it. Next on InfoWars.
As
most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
My
And for Alex Jones on Infowars.com/show, that's where you can get the live feeds. We're carrying the Alex Jones Show live in Chicago from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Again, live in Chicago from 4 to 6 on Sundays. And it's it doesn't stop there. But wait, there's more. We added War Room in the afternoon from 4 to 6 here Monday through Friday, and the David Knight Show in mornings. And the reason why we did that, the reason why I pushed the button on that, even though we get attacked by advertisers, we get attacked by a boy you wouldn't even believe. I got somebody from a Muslim foundation, an Islamic foundation, buying up the land around the radio station and trying to keep us out of our own property. I mean, the attacks and the barbs keep coming in different ways. They manifest themselves in different ways. And the reason why we're doing this, regardless of that, is because now more than ever, the info war is real. Now, what the info war is for you listening is might be different than what it is for the creators of the content, but it all has the same result, and that is there are things going on in the media, which is why the media covers things the way they do, and sometimes doesn't cover things at all. And the danger in the honeypot that is the internet and alternative media is that guys like Mike Cernovich and Ben Shapiro at the Daily Wire and Stefan Molyneux at Free Domain Radio and Paul Joseph Watson, who's huge on Twitter and YouTube, and Philip DeFranco, and the list goes on. Matt Drudge, even, with the DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars and Alex Jones. The challenge is they can be shut off on the internet. Now, there's more than 13,000 radio stations, AM and FM radio stations in the United States of America. They all need shows. It's up to you to call your local AM station or your local FM station in middle America. You know, the ones that are like struggling right now, the ones that are like, well, should we run this program? Or we can't run Rush because he's on the other station. Tell them about Alex. Tell them about David Knight. Tell them about Owen Schroyer. Tell those radio stations to put these shows on. That's important. Why? Because even if you get 1% of those radio stations to carry this show, and these shows, even if you get 10% of those radio stations to carry these shows, they can never take them all down. They're not on a network. It's not like turning off Facebook or implementing an algorithm that totally extracts Alex Jones's voice or Mike Cernovich's tweets or Stefan Molyneux's videos or the Daily Wire's content. They got 3 radio shows at the Daily Wire. None of them are on the radio. Guys, you got to get your content on mainstream media because it's less controlled. It's less controlled in the aspect that they could just shut you off. It's less controlled in the aspect that Daily Wire is subscription-based. So if they get subscribers, by the way, this is what Glenn Beck was hoping to do. And people in the business understand this. They think that Glenn Beck is on the outs. Glenn Beck made a very wise decision, and that was he went to Fox News so people would think he was conservative. And then he used those conservative stripes like a veteran on his shoulder and used those to get people to join the subscription of The Blaze. And like buying products from InfoWars or buying T-shirts that are in the InfoWars store, I'm wearing the Legalized Freedom T-shirt today. You can get that at the InfoWarsStore.com, I think. If not, get the other cool shirts. But by buying those things or subscribing to those people's products and services, that's how you support them. And then they become completely impervious to advertiser and network advertiser pressure and support. Think about the power in that. There's another show from Austin, Texas, and Adam Curry's been in the studios there at InfoWars and filled in. And the No Agenda podcast, for example, they don't even take advertising. They don't really sell products either. What they do is they solicit listener support, like NPR does, except legitimately. And so the power of the media is being attacked. And the media is being used as a tool for economic espionage. Let me explain. We rented a movie last night on Netflix. We got it in the mail. We didn't just download it. And I just texted my wife a minute ago to find out what the movie was. And it was with Will Smith and Edward Norton. You've probably never heard of this movie. It was a colossal piece of crap, but it's very important. And this is why I bring it up. It's called Collateral Beauty, she says. Thank you. collateral beauty. And in the movie, there's an advertising agency that Will Smith and Edward Norton own, and it's tanking. It's tanking because, for various reasons, and they want to sell it. So what do? Edward Norton gets a bunch of other people in the company to hire a private investigator and follow Will Smith in order to leverage him so that they can get him to agree to sell the company. I don't know if it's a Miramax movie. Collateral Beauty. We turned it off because it was such a piece of crap movie. It wasn't entertaining. But the concept, think about the concept, okay? I don't know, maybe Miramax made it. But the concept was that Will Smith, the character that he plays in the movie, wouldn't sell the company. He wouldn't even communicate with the company. So they hired a private investigator to dig up dirt on him so that they could get him to sell the company. Now, there's tons of articles right now about how the Chinese want to buy Hollywood. I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's the government. I don't know if it's, I don't know who they are. But there's groups in China that are trying to buy into Hollywood. Miramax was largely, if not wholly, controlled by Harvey Weinstein. And now it's not. Now they can do what they want. You see how that works? It really doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he's a disgusting human being that forced or put people in positions where they had to watch him do things that nobody should ever have to watch a person do without their consent. It doesn't matter. They didn't care about all that stuff. He was doing all that stuff for all this time. Nobody cared. Why do they care now? Why now? Who benefits? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. One of the first times I was on the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com, my name is Matt Dubiel, by the way, and I'm filling in from Chicago from WCKG Studios. But one of the first times I was on Alex's show was because my son was pulled aside at TSA on our way to Disney World in Florida, and I videotaped it. And I debated on whether to make a bigger stink about it, and I found the video, I shared the video, it went viral, and it went viral online because people were up in arms about it. It also went viral online because the media, I was on CNN, I was on Inside Edition, I was on Fox and Friends, you name it, I was everywhere. And I don't say this to brag, they only called me because of the video. They wanted my son to be on there. And I'll explain to you why my wife and I decided not to allow him to be a part of this. It's very important for you parents. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, how to protect your children. But the reason why I was on was because of the TSA and the new rules, they had my son, who at the time was in a wheelchair for a broken leg, sequestered, and they wanted to separate him from me, and they were searching him and swabbing him for explosives. He was 3 at the time. And the video, you know, went crazy. Well, the reason why the media cared about it was because it fit with another story that day. And the story that they were pushing that day was that the TSA changed the rules, so that wouldn't happen anymore. It was a bunch of crap. They used it to their own ends. And furthermore, the results of 9/11, us forbidding or forgiving and throwing our hands up on our freedoms, made it so that we ushered in those scanners and that whole system. It was an economic result from a tragedy. Do they really care about preventing the bombings or the terrorism? Or did somebody get paid because they put the scanners in? Do they want to put scanners in anywhere else in the country? I don't know. What else did they want to implement? What other problems and reactions and solutions do they need for that to happen? We'll talk more about that, and we'll talk about protecting your kids coming up next. For Alex Jones, it's Matt Dubiel from Infowars.com/show. I'm broadcasting from Chicago, and we'll also talk about the 59 tragic deaths in Chicago last month that nobody's talking about on any media outlet, least of all Crybaby Kimmel. That's coming up next at Infowars.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
I got a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell.
It's Matt Dubiel from Chicago. That is the best I could do on Walken. Filling in for Alex Jones from our WCKG studios. And I have a baseball hat on, and I have a T-shirt on. I threw this jacket on, if you're watching at Infowars.com/show, just because I wanted to look somewhat respectable. But I was at the pumpkin patch today. It's Columbus Day. And as Italian-Americans, we're fans of Columbus Day. As Americans, we're fans of Columbus Day. It was discovered by one Italian medallion and named after another. And so what one of the things we do is we go to the pumpkin patch. I have four kids. I love my kids more than anything. And it's very important to me to protect our children. And it's never been more difficult. And I want to share with you the psychology of Hollywood and the media. And this has come a little bit from firsthand experience. This has come a little bit from just paying attention. And I want to really speak to Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert. You know, I tweeted the other day. I'm not a big Twitter guy. My Twitter handle is at Matt on Air with two T's. But I did tweet the other day that 66% of the major network late night shows, and I'm just talking about the ones that are on after the news. So you got ABC, CBS, and NBC. 66% of those hosts are guys named Jimmy. In fact, 66% of them are rich liberal guys named Jimmy that are white, by the way. 100% of them that are in late night are rich liberal white guys. 100%. So that's Colbert, Fallon, and Kimmel. I call them Big Pussy and Little Pussy. And Pussy Kimmel and Pussy Fallon, just like in Goodfellas, The Sopranos. That was a couple of the characters' names. And here's what you have to understand about those guys. Somebody tweeted in response to me and said, well, those guys are rich because they're in late night. And that couldn't be further from the truth, actually. They're all rich because they were rich before they got into late night, and they were chosen because, and he said they were chosen because they were funny. They weren't chosen because they were funny. They were chosen because there's been an initiative to install a certain kind of host, a certain kind of way, for a certain kind of result. Now, some could say that it's to push an agenda. And that might be true, and I think that it is to some degree. But the others would say that it's also because the media buyers tend to lean towards the liberal side of things. And so in order to get the money from the media buyers who have a liberal bias, it makes sense to expose and share a liberal bias. Another aspect of that business is the ratings keepers and the Nielsen houses that are more likely to have a box in their house that shows you what they watch and tells you what they listen to on the radio are more likely to have a little bit of a liberal lean. So it makes sense to have three liberal white guys on late night. It also makes sense because if you see three liberal white guys talking about liberal issues in a liberal way, you'll start to think that that's the way that white guys think. And that's a great way to get other white guys to think that way. And what's another great way to do that? To permeate the NFL? Yeah? To permeate ESPN? I'm sorry, MSESPN? To change the movies? So the people that are in the entertainment industry, they are there to make money, and they're there to be seen. And what's really scary about the movie business and the television business in general is that it's built upon people that want to pretend to be somebody else. That's the whole concept of acting. They want to be somebody else. Harvey Weinstein knows that. He knows how badly that young actress wants to be somebody else. He knows how badly she wants to be chosen. And therefore, he's in a position of power, and he could put her in certain movies or in certain TV shows, and that, if she has some talent, could make or break her. Therefore, he has the power. I have the power. Somebody's going to use that clip later against me, but I don't care. In my Twitter feed, it says I'm the most powerful man in American broadcasting. That's tongue-in-cheek, but it's also somewhat real, and I say that because I'm not controlled by any of those big companies. We're independent, so that's what makes me powerful is I answer only to myself. That's what I mean by that. So Harvey Weinstein has this tremendous amount of power over a bunch of people that want to pretend badly to be somebody else. Okay, so now, how do you attract people that want to pretend to be somebody else? And more importantly, to what's going on right now, how do you attract children who might want to be somebody else when their parents are protecting them? Well, you start by seeping it into the media that the children aren't part of their family anymore, and the family's a community or a village or some nonsense like that. So you drip that into the schools. And then the next thing you do is you either have a white van and you pass out candy in front of the school like a creep and hope, if you're a child predator, that you don't get caught, or you have casting calls. And that's what, I'm not saying that all the casting agencies are doing this, but they're feeding into a system where your child is trained to pretend to be somebody else with your, the parent's, permission. And this is where the danger really ensues. And the commercials go like this. They're on the radio, they're on Facebook, they're all over. And I'm not saying that casting companies specifically are doing this on purpose, but they're feeding their feeder ramps into a society and a business in Hollywood that we know has problems. And here's what they say. How would you like to be on the Disney Channel, just like so-and-so? How'd you like to be on hit shows on Nickelodeon, just like so-and-so? Have you ever heard that your kid's cute? We have. People say it to us all the time. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Maybe they're just saying it. Oh, you should get the so-and-so kid into the movies. Oh, you should get so-and-so kid. No way. Well, why? Well, for number one, I don't need to have them be chosen. We make our own lives and we make our own way. So I don't need a Harvey Weinstein to choose us and give us his blessing to do something. We just make it happen. That's number one. But number two, I'm not going to teach my kid that it's okay to pretend to be somebody else ever. That's a slippery slope, but that's exactly what they do. And what are the results of that? Let's just think about it for a minute. Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, Shia LaBeouf. Were they all part of the Disney program in Florida? I don't recall. I know at least a couple of them are. And they've all flipped out at some point. I wonder why that is. The worst thing you can do, parents, is allow your kid to be in a room with an adult and look at them and tell them that it's okay to pretend to be somebody else, and it's okay to look for that other adult's approval in any way, shape, or form. And then, even worse, to put them into a system that has a history. Macaulay Culkin, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. Google R. Kelly, the music business. Look at what they're doing. They're attracting. It's a honeypot for young people, sometimes with talent, sometimes just they want to be discovered or they want to be somebody else. It's a honeypot for them to be moved into the direction that is not a good direction, where they're sitting amongst actors and actresses like Meryl Streep that say things like, you know, Roman Polanski is... God, he's so great. Woody Allen is, oh, Woody Allen. They're creeps. They're disgusting creeps. Harvey Weinstein is a disgusting creep. Look at what's happened to these children that have gone into that business. And yeah, there's some kids that maybe have turned out okay. Look at Katy Perry. She was raised by a minister or a preacher of some sort. Boy, does she go down a different direction. Holy smokes. Parents, stay away from the acting and modeling casting calls. The guys that end up doing the big decisions are guys like Harvey Weinstein. Do you want your kid alone in a room with Harvey Weinstein or anybody like him or anybody that would say that he is God like Meryl Streep did? All roads lead to Hollywood in that scenario, all casting call roles. And yeah, a lot of the people in that business are great people. A lot of those people in that business are would never harm a soul. But some of the people they answer to are guys like Harvey Weinstein. So the next time you hear a commercial on the radio or on television about some casting call, so your kid could be on some crappy show, by the way, then watch some of those shows. Watch some of the shows on Disney and Nickelodeon. Watch some of the crap they're doing. Watch how they make the parents look. Watch how they make the kids look. Watch the environments. Pay attention. Look at the Pixar movies. We're the dads. Some of them don't even have parents at all. They're just orphans. Boy, it's a big topic. It's a dangerous, slippery slope. Filling in from Chicago, where we play wall-to-wall InfoWars from 8 in the morning till 6 at night. It's Matt Dubiel in for Alex Jones from the WCKG studios. Follow me online at mattonair.com. And thanks to everybody there doing great work.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is...